A county on edge, arson, homicide, and a quiet pipeline fire. San Diego County opened Wednesday under the shadow of three separate violent incidents, a desert heat emergency, and a legislative recess that leaves several urgent policy matters on autopilot. Coastal neighborhoods enjoy a pleasant morning, but the day's news carries the weight of unsolved crimes, unidentified victims, and fires still burning on federal land. The most pressing public safety appeal centers on Imperial Beach, where a bald man believed to be in his 40s and last seen wearing a blue and black button-up shirt allegedly set a camper ablaze in the early hours of Tuesday on the 1300 block of Imperial Beach Boulevard. The fire spread to at least four apartment units, injured three people, two of whom required hospital transport, and displaced seven residents. The American Red Cross is providing assistance. Four vehicles were also damaged, and Imperial Beach Boulevard between 13th and 15th Streets was temporarily shut down. The Sheriff's Department is asking anyone with information to come forward. The suspect remains at large. In Ramona, an Escondido man identified as Ryan Wesley Prophet, 33, is scheduled for arraignment Wednesday at El Cajon Superior Court on two counts of murder. Deputies responding Monday to the 600 block of 11th Street found Prophet seated on the front steps of a home. Two victims, a man and a woman, were discovered inside with what the Sheriff's Department described as significant traumatic injuries and were pronounced dead at the scene. Prophet has been held without bail since his arrest. The victims have not been publicly identified pending next of kin notification, and no confirmed motive has been released. A separate homicide is still developing in Logan Heights, where San Diego police responded to 1800 Commercial Street at 6:37 a.m. Tuesday following a prisoner in custody dispatch. NBC7 confirmed one person died and a man has been arrested, but SDPD has released no additional details, no suspect description, no identified victim, no stated motive as of Wednesday morning. The unusual prisoner in custody dispatch framing suggests circumstances that remain unclear. Meanwhile, the Camp Pendleton pipeline fire that ignited Monday afternoon and burned more than 150 acres on the base's southwestern sector, roughly 1.2 miles north of Stewart Mesa Road, had no updated containment figure published by 5 a.m. Wednesday. The 32-area evacuation order remained in place as of last reporting. Cal Fire channels carry the latest acreage figures.